Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Jesus on Trial, A Lawyer Affirms the Truth of the Gospel, by David Limbaugh, performed by Walter Dixon. Chapter 1. From Skeptic to Believer. I have been fascinated with Christian apologetics, that is, the defense of the Christian faith and theology, since before I became a believer several decades ago. I have studied these subjects off and on with a fair amount of intensity, and I hope my studies have prepared me for this task. As corny as this might sound, I believe the circumstances leading to my writing this book may have been providential. A few months ago, I was having dinner with two longtime friends, and one of them began talking about Christianity, as he had done on numerous occasions before. Both guys are non-believers, and the one who invariably brings up religion seems to want to discuss it, perhaps to test the sincerity of his own beliefs by challenging mine. I don't remember our discussion word for word, but I clearly recall that at one point he announced that he couldn't understand how any person who uses his reasoning powers could possibly believe in Christianity. He claims, lightheartedly I think, to be a deist, a person who believes in a God who brought creation into existence and then abandoned it to its own devices. I'll get back to that in a moment. Early doubts. I remember at an early age my incredulity upon learning that Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev, like all good communists, was an atheist. When we were leaving church one Sunday, I asked my dad how anyone could believe that all of this, the wondrous glory of God's creation, came from nothing. I instinctively knew that could not be true. I am not suggesting I had sophisticated thoughts at age 8 or 9. To the contrary, my point is that if I had gained such a clear awareness of God's existence simply through what I observed about his creation, there must be a self-evident quality about this truth. I knew God was real, because God created us to know him and has shown himself in creation. The Bible confirms it. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. Sure, I wondered how God could have always existed, and it gave me a headache contemplating it. But I accepted it, because it was the only thing that made any sense at all. I would later learn that contrary to arguments from humanists, atheists, and anti-theists, there is a world of difference between the idea that the universe has always existed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?